Another week, another touchdown for Deion Branch.
Yeah.
Like Chris Carter now. All you do is catch touchdown passes.
Oh, man. That'd be a good thing to follow, wouldn't it? I would truly appreciate that.
Now, watching it on TV,
yep.
That play looked like it was a couple different plays from Tom. Mm-hmm. Look, he adjusted some things, changed some things,
right.
Finds you wide open in the end zone. Take us through that play the way you saw that.
Which one now? The touchdown or
touchdown.
The one that they said was could have been a
no,
fumble?
We're going to get to
okay,
that.
Yeah.
We'll
talk about that one first.
We soften you up with the easy questions for the touchdown questions. Then we talk about you fumbling the football.
Let's
the
go
three
straight
yard
to that one.
Oh, was it panic?
No.
What'd you think?
On that one, it was one of them bang-bang plays. I honestly think it could have went either way. Actually, when it happened, you know, I was actually trying to get up and score. Had he just waited a little bit more, mm-hmm. waited a little bit longer, I would have been off the ground. You know, I think he just got on me pretty fast. I think once Coach saw it in the booth mm-hmm. and everything, and they told him, hey, Deion was still down. He touched me, and, you know, he was actually trying to tackle me, unfortunately. I was trying to position the ball where I can tuck it and try to get in the end zone. But he got it before I did it.
But as you're watching that on that beautiful
Jumbotron scared.
There.
I was like, man, I done messed up this entire drive. I mean, we come out.
Especially the end of the first half, right?
Exactly. You know, and I was like, man, I done blew it. You know, here we go again. You know, first of all, we didn't end the first half the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was in the red area. Didn't take advantage of the opportunity that we could have had. And then we come out, first play of the game, Wes hit him for a good 73-yarder. And then a couple plays behind that, I almost slip up and mess up that drive. So that was the biggest thing. I was like, man, here it is. We talk about starting fast, and which we did. We just almost messed it up, but we made up for it. And then now on to the play.
Touchdown play.
The touchdown
made
play.
Up for it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So because right behind it.
Yeah.
It's a play that we work on in practice all the time. I wouldn't say all the time Tom hits me with it.
Well, he even said this morning, he said, you know, they asked him, you see Deion that wide open. I mean, do you just sort of choke it, short arm it a little bit? And you, the other, like, I'm so wide open, I can't drop this.
Yeah, exactly.
He said he took a little bit off that pass.
Yeah, he should have. I'm glad he did. I mean, Tom has a rocket, man. Trust me. He does that for all of us. But, overall, Tom just did a great job. First of all, the line did. You know, to give him time to go through his entire progression. You know, if you look at the family.
So what option?
How much is he adjusting?
Well, it's 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said a lot of times in practice he don't hit me. You know, most times I'm open by like that in practice because I have that much time to really work my route. You know, and you know that's what I did. You know, but for him, he's checking front 1, 2, and then he come back to the backside.
Do you ever tell him, hey, don't be afraid to make me option number one? You know, once in a while.
Well,
know.
I mean, he has the luxury to do that, okay. But I think the thing is most of the guys I won't sit here and tell you the entire play because you wouldn't know what it is. But, like I said, the routes are a little different. It goes from, you know, shorter, intermediate to longer. You know, so that's how the reads are.
Mm-hmm.
Short, intermediate, then to the longer.
Well, we heard him audible the play, Deion. He said, Alabama. And he's adjusting a couple different things there. How much did he adjust? We're going to welcome in Troy Brown here.
Yeah, good to see you, Troy.
He's right on time. He's on Tom Curran time today at
here,
WEEI.
I learned from Tom, man.
Is it all? Alabama, did you hear that?
We did. You don't give away secrets now.
Alabama. Yeah. They mic up everybody now.
TV. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Because my dad was talking about that earlier. But I think that was something that he was giving to the line. Because, you know, our job is to watch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We can't worry about
so you're
all
pleading the fifth
stuff.
On that. That Alabama stuff's over your head, huh?
You can't hear him anyway when you're out there.
I know. That's not our job.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking to the front line.
Okay.
You know, he'll tell us what we need to know before we leave the huddle. You know, once we're here to play. But he's, you know, he has the luxury to change all kind of things at the line of scrimmage.
So we hear Georgia. We know he's going to you.
Hey, he's going to me.
Now, it was a Jets game. We all know there's always a fair share of trash talking. More
right.
than usual.
Did
you guys give it to them a little bit?
Nah.
Were you respectful after the win? Is what
me?
I want to know. I know you talk about maybe they didn't show the respect after the playoff game. Now, were
right.
you? Did you throw it back?
Oh,
at
no, no. They came in and played a great game. You know, Coach threw a lot of different things at us, which we expected. And those guys did a great job of, you know, trying to adjust to some of the things that we were doing as well, as much as we were trying to adjust to the things that they were doing. You know, I said, unfortunately, we took advantage of the opportunities that, you know, our defense played a great game. You know, they went out and held them to a bunch of three and outs. And Seven? That's one.
Seven. Yeah. Seven out of 11.
I knew it was a bunch. Yeah. I knew it was a bunch, and they was getting them back to back.
First four of the game.
Yep.
First four.
And that's good. That's always good. That's what we expect from our guys, and they did it. I think the only thing is, like the times we get the ball at the 40-yard line, the 50-yard line, we have to score points on a team like that. You know, we didn't do that every time. So.
Well, that's what I think a lot of the Pats fans, at the end of the first half, we sat there and said, man, it's just like the playoffs.
Exactly.
You know, like right before the halftime, fumbling right going in again. Yeah. There was an interception this time.
Yep.
And then we talked about the play already with you. We're like, oh, man, missed opportunity is going to come back and bite the team, especially against
It was one of those weird games. Like, did y'all get the same feeling?
It was weird.
Because watching the game, it was where's the action?
Bro, it was
what's
weird.
Happening out here?
It was weird.
You look up at halftime and like, okay, I know the Patriots outplayed the Jets.
There you go.
But it's 10-7.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was about
you
to
know,
say.
It's like, what's going on?
I think the score didn't depict how the game actually was going. We was playing good. We was driving up and down the field like we did in the previous games. Drive up and down the field, but just not take advantage of the opportunities in the red area.
Now, it looks like, you know, the first 3 weeks, you know, you had Oakland come out and say it's a finesse team. You play some finesse teams those first 3 weeks. Then you get Oakland, the Jets. And then the balance of the running game was there again. It looked like I don't know if it was Bill or offensively, you sent the message, listen, get back to that toughness football. Let's pound that football. Ben Jarvis was outstanding yesterday.
I mean, hey, the front line, I mean, you can only speak volumes, but you can speak volumes of these guys. The amount of work and the things that the preparation that goes into the game each and every week for the challenges that Coach Scarnecchia and the coaches put in front of them. You know, I mean, they got to protect our prize and joy. You know, that's the first and foremost.
That's $1 million.
I'm telling you, they got to protect our guy. That's
you
got to
protect the Brinks truck.
I'm telling you. That's the first thing. And, you know, for them guys, you know, for them to do that, keep this guy off his back, keep his jersey clean. And then they do a great job of in the run game of blocking for those guys. And Ben Jarvis just do the rest. Mm. You know, so hey, all the credit goes to those guys. I mean, we get all the hoorah and the hooplas and stuff
fantasy
at the end of the
points.
Game. Yeah. But that's
Are you like me, though? I get tired of people saying, when we going to get a back like Adrian Peterson? When we going to get like Corey Dillon? When
oh, we got him.
I mean, I get tired of hearing that myself. I mean, I've been a huge Ben Jarvis fan since he's been here. You know, I mean, and how do you feel about that?
Trust me, we got him. Yeah. I mean, you see it, Troy. I mean, from a guy who's played before, you know, in the past and done great things for the game, he know exactly what we have. I mean, we got great running backs. You know, we got great players all around us. We just take advantage of whatever the game plan is. The coaches sit down, hey, this is what we're going to do this game.
I would rather have a back like him.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe his long one of the years been, what, 16 yards or something like that, 15. And he doesn't really have a lot of 60-yard, 50-yard runs in his career.
Yeah.
But the guy constantly and consistently delivers you.
Yes, sir.
No negative
five,
yards.
6 yards run.
No negative
he
plays.
Never gets a negative run. Even when he's got two or three guys about to bring him down, he finds
forward.
A way to get a yard out of it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's always getting something positive out of every play that he runs.
Before you got in here, Dion, Lou and I talked about him in comparison with two guys you played with in the past, Antoine Smith and Corey Dillon. Is it fair to put him in that group in terms of the physical nature that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis brings to the running game?
I mean, different style guys. I wouldn't compare them together. I mean, because those guys are, what, 240, 245?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a guy who is 212, but you can look at him. He's physical. And
he told us he was 223.
Fast.
Yeah.
He told us.
That's what he told us last week.
He's 223?
That's what he said.
He's a big boy.
Don't compare to those guys. Yeah. I mean, Corey and Antoine were big.
I didn't see the 225, 223. I didn't see that either, but he said he was.
I mean, what you think about this guy is fast. And, you know, we also use him in the pass game. He can catch.
You know who else is
and
fast?
He can block.
Exactly. And he
blocks. And he never fumbles.
There you
never go. Fumbles.
Are that's you faster true. Than Wes Welker? I mean, is Darrell Revis going to bring you down from behind?
Man, don't look at it like that. I mean, Wes kind of had to wait a little bit.
Wes is Wes.
You know what I'm saying?
Wes feet, his feet move so fast. You're like, man, he's flying.
Trust me.
You
my
know?
Guy
so
be
when you
moving.
See him in the open field like that, you're like.
Yeah.
But would Revis catch you?
It's a little different when you're in chase mode.
Yeah.
You're running and you're chasing somebody versus you're trying to run away from a guy. You know, trust me, my guy was trying to get in
there.
See,
and then when you run that far, too, though, and I've been in that situation, too, before. You run that far, too. You forget about, I can kind of weave this guy, you know what I'm saying, and make him, you know, get him off balance a little bit and get to the end zone. Wes had the head back, man. He's like.
Hey, when the head goes, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's moving.
But no more moves after that, man.
Troy Brown's in the house, Deion Branch on the Patriots Monday. Now, you said it was respectful yesterday.
Right.
This Jet team talks quite a bit. This Jet team has talked since Rex Ryan got there, this team has talked. On the field yesterday, how much talking was there between the two teams?
It wasn't that much. You know, it was a couple. This is all competition. You know, it's good football, good competition. I even think even before the game, when you hear the talk leading up to the game, it's just like a boxing match. You know what you're going to get from each team. Hey, we're not saying nothing. We're going to go out there and play football. they're going to talk and they're going to come to play football. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think this week it was just a.
I didn't really see that body language from the Jets this week, man. Like, they didn't really. You see? I think they knew. You know what I'm saying? You can tell me in my ear later, too.
Yeah, yeah. What you think I'll tell you a lot of stuff off the camera.
I took Bears' radio out of his office, so you can come tell me later on what you really think.
I got you. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it was a good game. Like I said, overall, I think it was just good competition. You know, that was it.
I mean, we all know the Jets. They're a good team at the end. But, you know, you drop two straight coming in this game. You got some doubts. I'm just saying. But you got some doubts. You expected them to come out and play. You don't think they're a good team.
Come on.
We'll get that from Dion off the radio, I guess. Before he leaves, he'll admit that they weren't a good team.
Yeah.
But you had to think they're going to come bring their game.
And they did.
I get you on that.
And they did. I would say that,
that's all they got is what you said.
They play better than what they have all year, really.
Our biggest thing, we got to protect our house.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first thing. Regardless of what they're doing, we got to match whatever they're doing, period. You know, and that's what we did. That's what we did.
I'm going to ask you my dumb question of the week, Dion. I'm looking at your schedule yesterday over there at the stadium. You guys played two. No, I'm not going to ask you, game by game. You played two.
Win, loss, game by game, rest of the year.
We're not
break it down.
Stop. Yeah, don't do that.
We're not going to go down that road, but you play like 2 1 o'clock games the rest of the year. It's either prime time or like you had yesterday, 4 o'clock. As a player, is it good? Is it bad? You indifferent to that? I know 1 o'clock game sounds, I've heard choices. The routine of the 1 o'clock game. Yeah. You get there at 10, you play. You go home.
Well, I think the best thing about this year is that the preseason game was at 8. That's pretty late, which we all hate, though. And the fact that we don't have any, it'd be hard for us if we have 1, 8 o'clock, 4, 4, 1, 1, 8. But the fact that we have an 8 coming out the preseason, and then the rest of them just like 4:15, 4:15, you know, going on the West Coast, that's a 1 o'clock game, but technically it's still 4 to us. So, we're playing all these late games. It's almost the same. You know, so we're pretty much in routine.
Bill would say, I don't make the schedule.
No, we don't. But they don't.
Just play.
That's the only thing we do.
Now, before you get out of here, Mutt and I have to ask you, because we're two big East guys.
Are you going to do
Providence,
UConn.
Okay.
We let you in.
Right.
Louisville. We let you in to the Big East, and now you want out. You leave us.
Hey, man, it's time to move, man.
Hey,
look. What happened?
Ask him who beat him last week.
What happened?
Uh-oh. Marshall.
Who beat the Bill last week? Yes, indeed.
Did Marshall take you down last week?
Yeah. Man, I think they beat us.
Yeah.
You think they did?
It was a conspiracy, man.
Did you get a text after the game from Troy?
Lou thought the Jets were good.
Oh, we ain't good. Man, you were crazy. You this guy talking about my Bill, man. My cards, man.
You got to get back to work. Get out of here.
Hey, man, shout out to Big 12.
Dion Branch joining us.
You can't say Big 12 with Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino, he can't stand it right now, man.
He's chilling in the Big East right now
for all these teams leaving.
That's Dion Branch. Yeah. Sean Ellis, another Patriot, former Jets, going to join us in the house. We'll see what he says about the Jets. Mutt and Lou, Troy Brown, keep it here.